It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Thousands of cross-country skiers and spectators will flock to northwest Wisconsin in the coming days for the American Birkebeiner, North America's largest cross-country ski marathon. For skiers aged 70 or older, they can be part of an honorary start wave of the race. Berkey organizers say this year more than 170 skiers are in that wave. Here's the sound for the Wave 70 start line last year. Many of these septuagenarians have skied the Berkey for decades. They know how to push through the 50-kilometer hilly trek from Cable to the snowy Main Street of Hayward. Shout out to Madeline and Madison, who suggested we feature Wave 70 skiers. Madeline wrote, "The oldsters get to start after the elite racers, but before the thousands of newbies and wannabes and could-bes." Two skiers who are none of those bees will support their Wave 70 bibs this month. Jim Coors of Madison is an emeritus professor of agronomy at UW-Madison and has skied 36 American Birkebeiner races. And Mary Ellaranta of Pewaukee has completed 31 Berkeys. She's in her 26th year of coaching at Peak Nordic Ski Club in Waukesha, a nonprofit that develops youth cross-country skiers. Jim and Mary spoke with host Kate Archer-Kent.
So, Jim, how has skiing the Berkey changed your life?
Well, basically, it's just provided sort of the central pivot point for every year's activities because, you know, you got this thing at the third week of February, and it's a pretty grueling event. And all year long, you're saying, well, I got to do that 55K ski, and so I better get out on my bike. And, you know, and also I just love the North Woods in the winter. So, and it all centers around the Berkey. So my whole life basically pivots around the Berkey, and it has since I first started doing it in 1983.
It gives you a reason to jump out of bed in the morning.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah,
you gotta,
especially in the winter.
Gotta hit those trails.
Well, in the winter, it's just pleasant. Yeah. It's just pleasant to get out in the woods. And the Berkey is there, and it's not the Berkey itself. It's all the times you spend in the woods getting ready for the Berkey that really provides the enjoyment to the whole sport.
Mary, you've been skiing for the better part of 50 years, and you say Berkey fever is real. How has the Berkey changed you?
Well, I started coaching 26 years ago and have 31 Berkeys. So I did my first Berkey before I started coaching. And the combination of the Berkey and coaching young athletes and instilling a joy of skiing in them that they can keep for a lifetime has just been pivotal in my life, in my skiing career. What being able to go to the Berkey year after year and seeing high schoolers that are now in college or through college or raising their families and coming back and skiing the Berkey, it's like Jim said, it's not just a race, it's an event. And it becomes a focal point of your year. You look forward to renewing those friendships and seeing those people that you worked with over the years and that are continuing in the sport. And then, of course, there's always the fear factor that keeps you going day after day, because it is, like Jim says, it's a grueling activity. It's a long way. And you don't want to go out there and be unprepared. You just want to be out there and you want to be as prepared as you can so that you can enjoy the event. And I think that's one of the other things that keeps you moving and active throughout the whole year, if it's biking or hiking or whatever.
Well, let's move to Wave 70 here. And both of you have moved into Wave 70, this start that, you know, is different from other waves. Can you, Jim, describe what it's like to be in Wave 70?
Well, it's very nice. I mean, I skied in the first wave for a long time of my Berkey, many of my Berkeys. And then, it gets harder and harder to be competitive. And so it's more relaxing. And the 70-year-olds tend to be, talkative and you go out and you chat and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, the whole start is much more pleasant and peaceful. And I kind of look for that as I get in there. And I should mention one more thing. My wife has also skied 35 Berkeys, and we've skied them together, not side by side, but in the same races. So actually, between the two of us, we have 71 Berkeys, which I think is an achievement. We've been married 50 years.
That's awesome.
Wow. That is,
you know,
that is a marriage built around the Berkey.
Yeah, and as I also add, you know, between the two of us, we're 151 years old, so that's even better. So.
I love these numbers. They're just eye-popping. Mary, what is the energy like at the start line for Wave 70 for you? What does that camaraderie feel like?
It's great. You know, I remember skiing Berkeys, and yeah, your bib identifies what wave you're in, and you see a wave 70 in front of you, and you might pass them, and you always say, hey, nice job, great that you're out here, you know. And then more years go by and more years go by, and now I'm one of those wave 70 skiers, and I get the same comments, you know, hey, great that you're out here. I do have a kind of a funny story about how wave 70 goes. And it's a comparison to my very first Berkey. When you're getting in the pens, there's two loading pens, and then there's the start. And so they load you with 500 of your closest friends or so into the first pen. And then the first wave goes off, and then you move into the second pen, and then eventually you move into the starting wave pen. So there's three different times that you move. In my first Berkey, I had no idea. Everybody's standing in the pen. You're like shoulder to shoulder, and the banner goes up, and everybody runs forward. and the guy in front of me like takes his poles and whips them under his arm, and the pole tip slices right through the lycra on my thigh.
Oh dear!
And I'm like, oh my! I'm like, oh my God! I haven't even put my skis on, and I'm wounded. and it didn't, it only split the lycra. And then, of course, now I'm clued in. Then we run in the next one, we run in the next one. So for 30 years, I've been running from pen to pen to pen. And the older you get, the Jim can confirm this, the older you get, the harder you lose a line every time. Like you get farther and farther back. So last year, it's my first wave 70. And I get in to the very first pen, and a voice rings out, and it's only, I don't know, what would you say, Jim, like 100 people or less?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's small.
It's very nice. It's small. And a voice rings out, and he says, just so you know, nobody in this wave runs. And I'm thinking, okay. So sure enough, the banner goes up, and everybody calmly walks forward. And I'm like, this is great. This is where I want to be now. I want to be with these people who, you know, they've worked, they're fit, they can still go 30 miles through the woods, and they can enjoy it, and it's an event. It's just great.
I love that story so much, and no sliced lycra ever again in this wave.
Ever again.
Oh. We are talking with Mary Ellaranta there of Pewaukee and Jim Coors of Madison. They are skiing in Wave 70. It's an honorary start wave for American Birkebeiner skiers who are 70 and better. Jim, you've analyzed data sets of Berkey finishers, looking at how performance changes as people age. What can you tell us about these data sets and what trends have you noticed?
Yeah, I've looked back to 1999, so I've analyzed the full-length Berkey events since 1999, and I think 108,000 finishes and 27,000 skiers. So it's a nice data set. What you can figure out, I'll just say it, I mean, and everybody kind of knows this, is ski cross-country skis. The ability to maintain your speed and endurance is remarkable for cross-country skiers. From 20 to mid-50s, you know, you're not really going to lose much time and perhaps even gain time and or, you know, lower faster finish times. And that's just remarkable. And it's testament to the fact that cross-country skiing is a full-body exercise that involves lungs, muscles, technique, which is a big thing to just maintain the longevity of your abilities. And cross-country skiing is unique in that. And I think that's what this data set shows. And it's a unique sport in that regard.
Mary, you know, you talk about five of your closest friends in a pen and you know, all of the little conversations that happen along the way and cheering people on. And I know you've developed a close-knit group of friends who share this common bond skiing the Berkey year after year. You know, these are friends, but they're also your race mates. And how do you balance these friendships with that competitive spirit to, you know, to go faster and to be on top?
Well, I've been a competitive skier for a number of years, but through those years, we're not going to win the Berkey. Jim and I have never went out to win the Berkey, but I'm quite certain that we both went out through all those 30 years to do the best that we could do that day. And I have friends that I have been very competitive with, and it comes down to, well, there's a whole race, there's 8,000 people in the race, but it's really only the two of us. It's only the two of us going back and forth.
Yeah.
And those are your best friends, and those are the people that you might train with, and you get on the course, and you're competitive, and you have a great ski, and then you go out and you celebrate with them afterwards. Because anybody who finishes this race, it's a celebration. And I think that's where the Berkey fever comes in, is the look on someone's face when they finish their very first Berkey, because it's 30 miles up and down hills through the woods. And the look on their face
the
is
cold.
Priceless.
In the cold.
In the cold. And the cold. Yeah. I mean, and the cold, or the years where the trail was melting under our feet and it was hot and it was slow, you know, and it's an accomplishment that people are very proud of, and they do it once and they're like, wow, I think I can do it better. I'm coming back.
They get the bug.
They get the bug. Yeah, they get the bug.
In 1983, when I did my first Berkey, I swore I would never do another one. It was just horribly hard. And I did it for some reason. Anne and I, both my wife, Anne Pollock, we both did it again in 1984. I swore again I would never do it. And I took a year or two off, and then skate skiing came in. And then I've just been doing it ever since. So here we are, I'm approaching my 37th, you know, but we hated it the first couple times we did it, but we kept on going back. And that's kind of a mystery to me.
Well, I think it's so hard. I mean, especially your first Berkeys, because you have no idea what's going on. Your lycra is ripped in half. And somebody told me that all the hills were in the first half and they lied. And, you know, I think it just takes a while. I think it takes a while to assimilate that sometimes. Like for many people, it's the very hardest thing that they have ever done. And you have to assimilate that. And then it settles in. And then after a while, you're like, all right. Well, that was hard, and I can do hard things, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to do hard things better.
Yeah, great.
So, you know, Jim, what is training like for you at this stage of the year when the Berkey is just days away? How does it go for you and Anne?
Well, it's too late to do anything about it at this point. I mean, we're 2 weeks away, and if we don't have some sort of base, it's just, you know, it's over. So we've kept active all year long. Mm-hmm. I remember, the first Berkey, I came up, I think, the week of the Berkey and skied in circles for a couple of days. That was my training. But now it's all year long. You just basically have to do it, especially if you're older. You got to kind of just keep it going all year long, just because if not, you're going to lose it. You're not going to get it back. So right now we're just relaxing, actually, just going out for a day. You know, I might go 15-20K ski, but I'm not overdoing it anymore.
So you're doing a little taper is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. A big taper.
A big taper.
Yeah.
Mary, well, how about you?
Mary's, yeah.
Well, I end up chasing my high school kids around. So I'm not doing hard stuff year round like I used to, but I'm skiing and biking and hiking and doing all that. Because like Jim says, you can't. I'm in Pewaukee. I'm right by Lapham Peak. Lapham Peak has a 2K loop. And of course, we have practice every day out here. And like Jim said, you're 2 weeks before the Berkey. If you don't have the gas in the tank, it's too late. It's time to taper. But you would not believe the people who are cramming for the final exam out here. They are just going around and around like butter.
Well, Jim and Mary, your stories are inspiring, and so is your Berkey fever. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's been fun.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
That's Jim Coors of Madison and Mary Alaranta of Pewaukee talking with Kate Archer-Kent about Wave 70 at the American Birkebeiner Cross Country Ski Marathon set for February 21st in Hayward. Wave 70 honors racers who are age 70 and better. They recently spoke with Kate Archer-Kent.